Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Once again, tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? That's personal. It's a personal question. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And I come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have a special guest that's going to be sharing with us on tonight, a young man by the name of Dante Kennedy from Detroit, Michigan. He is a college student at Bluffton University, which is in Ohio. He's my special guest on tonight. So you still would need your Bibles, your pens and paper to follow along as he gives us different scriptures that we're going to be dealing with on tonight as we proceed with tonight's broadcast. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking our listeners if you would touch and agree with me in prayer on tonight, as we always do, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again, your children, touching and agreeing and knowing and realizing that you are God and you're God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We come thanking you and knowing that you have and you are in total control of all situations. We thank Heavenly Father that you sits high, but you look low, and you have no respect of persons. So we bless your name for who you are on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father. You've allowed us to wake up and see this another day without hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us in the name of Jesus. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We come now, Father, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guest on tonight, Brother Dante Kennedy, his entire family, and every saved believer and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even during the hour of bereavement. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we also come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted, whether it's in their minds, spirits, or bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. We don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So touch, heal, and strengthen your people in the name of Jesus. And I pray that once you have healed them, they will stand in holy boldness and declaring with their own mouth that it was you who have healed them, delivered them, and set them free, that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit on tonight through this broadcast, through Brother Dante Kennedy, as he's going to share with the listeners a testimony, and he will bring scriptures to them. We pray that they will receive your word, Heavenly Father, and we also lift up all those that may be tuned in on tonight, whether they have dialed in by phone or whether they're listening through social media platforms around the world, that they will hear your word and receive your word. And if there's any that's not saved in Jesus' name, we pray that this word, this ministry on tonight will be a blessing to each one, that they will have conviction in their hearts and open their mouths and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, courage doesn't mean you don't get afraid. It means you don't let fear stop you. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Courage doesn't mean you don't get afraid. It means you don't let fear stop you. I want to remind all listeners that I do welcome comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. So right now, I ask and pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. But first and foremost, Brother Dante Kennedy, I want to thank you. This is a young man. I think he's 19 years old, again, from Detroit, Michigan. He's a college student at the Buffton, that's Buffton University, which is located in Ohio. He's my special guest on tonight. So, Brother Dante Kennedy, I want to first and foremost say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight. And if you don't mind, would you please share with the listeners on tonight, would you please share with us a testimony?
A testimony?
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show, first of all. I thank God for everything that has happened in my life, positive, and every obstacle that he put in my way to make me stronger. A testimony, I give you a story, I just want to thank God for the place that he put me in. I am 19 years old. I am a college student. Came to me becoming a college student, it was one of the hardest choices that I had. Not only am I a student, I am a football player. And me personally, that's something I can never let go. Sports has always been in my life. Football especially, been there since I was a little kid. And my senior year of high school, during the COVID year, I was my football team was blessed to play that year. And unfortunately, I received an injury that ended my senior year of high school sports. And that was, like, the biggest thing for me going into college. I wanted to continue to be into sports and play the game that I love of football. And so when I was 19 and stuff, when I got the chance, I had got surgery, and the doctor said that if you don't go through physical therapy, you're not going to be able to walk again. And that was hard for me. I cried. I had to go to God and ask him, what do I do now? And that was, I asked him to lead the way. Not too long later, I ended up getting a phone call to a college called Bluffton University. And they are giving me the opportunity to play football again at the school. And I just thank them for everything. I just thank God for the blessing that he gave me to continue to play sports, because I don't even think what I would do if I wouldn't be able to play sports again. And that was hard for me because I had a lot of choices to either go play football at Bluffton, or just continue with my education. And so that was just a big decision for me and my family. And I just thank God for it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So God is a promise keeper. He's told us in his word that he will give us the desires of our heart if we walk upright and try to live pleasing to him. And for you to be a 19-year-old college student, I thank you for sharing that testimony. That was a powerful testimony. I'm sure your testimony that you just shared with us is going to be a blessing to other people around the world that are listening to this broadcast on tonight. And not only those that are listening around the world, this broadcast is heard not throughout all the prisons in the United States. So even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, I think your testimony is going to be a blessing to the inmates as well. So we thank God for you sharing your testimony. Excuse me, that you are now able to give God some glory, even as a college student, and you're not ashamed of the gospel. And the university opened the door for you to be able to continue your heart's desire and your dream of playing football. So the word of God says, in everything, give thanks. So we should never take anything lightly or for granted. So I thank you for sharing that testimony, because your testimony is going to be a blessing to someone else. And God is being glorified through your testimony, because he said he would share his glory with no one. So I personally want to say thank you for sharing that powerful testimony with me and my worldwide listeners on tonight. But right now, we're getting ready to go to a music break. And we're going to come back following the music break. And I have some questions that I will be asking Brother Dante Kennedy. And he's going to be adding some scriptures to the questions. So that's why I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. In the meantime, we're getting ready to go to our music break. And we're going to play for you on tonight. And this song, I think it more or less coincides with his testimony. Through it all, Brother Dante Kennedy is giving God praise. And that's what we are always to do. No matter what life brings, no matter what situation we're in, we are always to give God glory, honor, and praise. And that's why we're praying for the music break on tonight. I give you praise. Enjoy.
Precious Lamb, so much I owe. life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
I give you praise. No matter what we're going through, God still deserves our total praise. Well, right now, once again, I'm so excited to have this young man of God in the person of Dante Kennedy of Detroit, Michigan, is my special guest on tonight. And we are getting ready to go to some questions that he's going to answer for us on tonight. And again, I pretty hope you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. Brother Dante Kennedy, my first question to you on tonight is, why should every Christian know their own God purpose?
Well, in the Bible, it states in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, NIV version, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast, for we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way out, a way of life. And also in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, it says, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I may command you, and remember, I am with you always to the end of age. So, God,
amen.
A Christian knows to know their own person because God already gave it to them, and God really put it there for us before we even came to earth. So
that's right, absolutely. And the Bible says that he, before we was even formed, that goes for every born person in the world, past, present, and future, before we were ever formed in our mother's womb, before we was ever thought of. God has a purpose for each life. And I appreciate you for that scripture that you gave us in Ephesians, which lets us know that even though we are fulfilling our God purpose, we should not be boasting in it. It's not of our doing. It's of God's doing that he be glorified through each one of us. So I thank you for that sharing with us with that first question. My next question to you is, work while it is day. What does that mean? work while it is day.
In John chapter 9, verses 4 through 5, the NIV version as well, it says, as long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So basically what I got from this is God is our light, so God is our day. And night, we're not supposed to really work. And so we work while it's day because God is shining his light on us.
Amen. That is very true. But I'm going to add something else to that, that maybe you or some of the listeners may not have considered pertaining to that verse or to that question, work while it is day. I agree with the answer you gave, which is true, but also there's another reason why the Lord said work while it is day. And that means while it is day means while we have life in our bodies, while we are living, because he said the nighttime cometh when no man can work. And what that means is the night represents death. That means when we die, we cannot work for the Lord. So that's why he said, work while it is day. Work while you have life in your body. Work while you have breath in your body, while the blood is running warm in your veins, where you can give God some glory, honor, and praise with your life. That's what he means by work while it is day, because eventually, if Jesus don't come soon, eventually we will all die. And so that's what it means, work while it is day, because when the night comes, that means no man can work for the Lord. My next question to you, Brother Dante, is children obey your parents. Why? Why should children obey their parents? And then the next question to you regarding that same question, it's a two-part question for you. The first one is, why should children obey their parents? And then even though you are a 19-year-old young man, does that still matter that you should obey your parents as well? So answer the first question, why should children obey their parents?
Well, so I was going to answer both of them at the same time, but I'll go.
Okay.
In Ephesians 1 through 3 in the NIV verse, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, so that it may go well with you, that you may enjoy a long life on earth. So basically, as a 19-year-old, I still obey my parents. And I feel that even though as older as we get, we should still obey our parents, our grandparents, because they're still older than us. They're still our elders. And so we should obey them because God put in his first commandment that we should. And he's given us a longer life as we continue to obey him.
Amen. I couldn't have said it any better myself. Now, you hit the nail on the head when you said that. It don't matter how old we get. We still, as long as our parents are, or we are around elders or seniors that are older than us, that we should obey them, especially if we know that they are giving us right and good instructions that's going to benefit us and that's going to help us, that when we do those things, that adds longer life to us. Because we see now, even every day, we watch on the news and we hear on the news where young people, more and more young people are losing their lives. And I believe a lot of young people are losing their lives because, and I'm not saying this because I really know this for sure, but I do believe that a lot of young people, not all of them, but I believe that a lot of young people today that are dying early is because they are so disobedient to their parents. They are so disobedient and disregard senior citizens. They have no respect for their parents or senior citizens. And so the word of God is true. He lets us know, even as young people, because Jesus Christ, he was in the flesh. When he was born, he was a baby, and he grew up to be 33 and a half years before he gave up his life on the cross. But at the young age of 12 years old, he became a carpenter, helping his father. And so he still had to obey his parents while he was here in the flesh as a young boy. So if Jesus is, and he's our perfect example, so he let us know that even though he's God, and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, he still had to obey his earthly parents. So, and he's still obeying his heavenly Father, which is God, our Creator. So if Jesus, again, he's our perfect example, if he had to do it and he did it, then that lets us know that we too, as human beings, we must do the same thing. My next question to you is, let your light shine. What do that mean to you, and then why? Why should you let your light shine? What light are you talking about?
Well, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 15 through 16, it says, neither do people light a lamp and put it out under a bowl. Instead, they put it in its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may receive your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So letting your light shine is showing everyone that God is blessing you, God is there for you, and God is always around you. And that's why you always let your light shine, so that others may see why they want to do this, why you want to continue to fellowship with God, or just how your faith and trust in him.
Amen. And that is so true. And then also the word, that's also letting those around us, especially those that may not be saved and have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That's why he's saying, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God the Father in heaven. So that's why when we are being obedient to God's word, even as young people, as a teenager yourself, you as a college student, you may be around some of your friends at college or in your neighborhood, wherever you go, that you may know, you may be in your family. Some young people or even some older people may not be saved and have not accepted Jesus Christ, but they do know that you are a Christian and you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So that's why the Lord is saying, let your light shine before men, women, boys, and girls, everywhere you go, that somebody that's not saved in Jesus' name, that you might be able to be a vessel that he can use, that he can speak a word through you to them, and they will see how you give God glory, honor, and praise. And that's why it's so important that you share that testimony that you shared with us on tonight, that about your injury. You thought that your football days was over, but God gave you the desires of your heart, and now the university accepted you, and now you're able to continue to fulfill your dreams and become a football player eventually, and I pray that you do. So as long as you keep God first and keep him foremost in your heart and in your life and be an example before men, women, boys, and girls everywhere you go, not being bragging, don't be bragging, but you always want to keep an humble spirit. That in that way that you can always be a light that's shining, that somebody, even on the football field, that would they would you, because you're representing Jesus, you're representing the Father in heaven, because you are connected to him, because you are saved in Jesus' name. So that's why it's important that not only you, but every Christian, young, old, men, women, boys, and girls that have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. That's why it's so important that we let our light shine everywhere we go. That somebody, because people are watching us, whether we know it or not. Brother Dante, people are watching you. Some of your friends that you may not think are watching you. Some people that you don't even know in college or in your neighborhood, on your job, wherever you go. Some people you don't even know that are watching you, and they know that you're a Christian. So they are watching you, and you could be the person by your lifestyle that can turn their lives around, that they would turn and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. So that's why it's so important that we let our light shine for Jesus everywhere we go. My next question to you, as a young Christian, being in the world but not of the world, what does that mean? Again, as a young Christian, to you, being in the world but not of it, what do that mean?
Well, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, it says, for everything in the world, the lust of the world, the lust of flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. So it says, when it says, be in the world, but not of it, meaning you be, live in this world, but be of God and not get involved in the things that the world is showing or throwing at you.
Absolutely, because the things of the world are temporal, and the things of the world are of Satan. That's why the Word of God says that it goes back to us being a light, that everywhere we go that somebody can see Jesus Christ in us, because they are watching us, that, and they know that you are saved, and they know that I'm saved, and they know that we're doing the things of the things that people that are not saved, that are in the world, doing worldly things that's not pleasing to God. Now, that tells them a different story about us. And God wants us to represent him everywhere we go. He wants the people of the world that's not saved in Jesus' name to know that even though we are saved in Jesus' name and we are a part of this world because we are human beings and we live in this earthly world, but we are of Christ so that we can continue to be in the world and do the things that God has asked us to do that will be continue to be pleasing to him, and that we won't bow down to the things of the world that will please the enemy, which is the devil. So that's why he says that as we are in the world, and he knows that we're going to be tempted, no matter how old we are in Christ, no matter how young we are in Christ, whether we're a new babe in Christ or a seasoned saint, whether you've been walking with the Lord for a long time, many years, God already knows we're going to be tempted by the enemy, which is the devil, to do and say things and talk like the people that are not saved in Jesus' name, live like we don't know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and live like we have never accepted him. So that's why he's saying that when we become saved in Jesus' name, it's so important for us to remember everywhere we go that we belong to Christ. We belong to God. We belong to the kingdom of God. And Jesus paid the price for our sins on the cross. So that's why it's important that we that are saved in Jesus' name, we are in this world, but we got to remember that we are not of this world because we now belong to Jesus Christ because we have given our lives to Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Right now I'm going to go to a short, very, very short music break, and then I'm going to come back with two final questions for Brother Dante on tonight. And I pray that the listeners that have dialed in, those of you that are listening around the world, that even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars are being blessed by this awesome young man of God, Brother Dante Kennedy, as he is my special guest on tonight. I pray that you are being blessed by him and through the Word of God on tonight. So I'm going to do a very short music break, and then we're going to come back with the final question for Brother Dante Kennedy. Let me do the other version of that song. Let me do the other version. Thank you. total praise. God deserves my total praise. God deserves your total praise. It don't matter how old or how young you are in the land of the living, you deserve, you should be giving God your total praise. Why? Because he deserves our total praise because of who he is. Once again, we have none other than my special guest, Brother Dante Kennedy from Detroit, Michigan. He is a 19-year-old college student at Buffton University, which is located in Ohio, as my special guest on tonight. And this is an awesome young man of God on tonight that I'm so grateful to be able to share with this worldwide platform with on tonight. Brother Kennedy, my next question to you is, what is holy boldness? Once again, what is holy boldness?
Well, in Acts chapter 4, verses 31, it says, "And when the Lord had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they are all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness." But if you go down to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "In whom we have boldness and confidence, access through him, faith in him." So holy boldness is having the confidence and faith and trust in the Lord and not being afraid to talk about the Lord to other people or spreading his word.
Absolutely. You definitely hit the nail on the head with that, because we have so many people that they know that God has spared their lives, and it's a shame that we have Christians today, young and old, they know God has stepped into their situations and have blessed them in more ways than they can count. But when it comes to giving God glory, honor, and praise and standing up for the Lord and letting people know that God did it, through opening their mouths, just like you just said, through these different scriptures that you just gave us, Acts chapter 4, verse 31, and then Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12, that's what the word is talking about. We should not be ashamed to be a witness for the Lord. When we know that God has done something for us, we should be able to open our mouths and let other people know, whether they're saved or not. Let them know it was God who did it. God who spared your life. God who opened that door for you to get back into another university where you can continue to study, and that you can continue to follow your dreams and being eventually becoming a professional football player. That's our prayer and hope and desire for you, that your dreams will come true as you continue to be a witness for the Lord, as you continue to let your light shine for the Lord. As you continue to be in this world, but not of the world, that God is still being glorified through you, even as a young man, everywhere you go, that you are standing in holy boldness and not afraid or ashamed to be a witness for the Lord. So Jesus said in his word that if you are ashamed, that goes for anyone that's saved in Jesus' name. He said that if you are ashamed to own me before men, then he said that he would be ashamed to own us before his Father, which is in heaven. So we don't want that. I have a big mouth. I don't need anyone to tell of the goodness what God has done for me. That's why it's personal that we open our own mouth and be a witness for the Lord in holy boldness and let the world know what God has done for us and what he is doing for us and in our lives. And Brother Kennedy, my final question to you on tonight is, how many ways can a person be saved in Jesus' name? Could you explain that?
Well, in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, it says that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 10, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, as it with your mouth that you confess and are saved. But in John chapter 3, verse 5, there's another way that says, Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born with the water and the Spirit." So there are many different ways, but the main three is confessing with your mouth that Lord is Jesus, believing in your heart that God had Jesus die for our sins, and being baptized.
Amen. And you know what? I love those scriptures that you just gave us. And that's why I pray that the listeners, that you have your Bibles and you have your notepads and you are writing down these different scriptures so that you, as you are being blessed by Brother Dante Kennedy through the word on tonight, that it will be a blessing to you, then that you would also be able to share it with others that you come in contact with so they can be blessed and strengthened as well through this word that God has blessed Brother Dante Kennedy to share with us through his word on tonight over this worldwide platform. And the reason why I asked you that question, Brother Dante, a lot of people, there are still some people in the world, believe it or not, that think that there are many different ways that they can be saved in Jesus' name. And a lot of people are under the false impression that they can be saved through God the Father. But as I always say, I'm going to say it again on tonight, for someone that may be hearing this for the first time, no one can be saved by God the Father, the Creator. Why? Because God is a spirit. He did not die for you. Even though he is everyone's creator, God is not everyone's father. God becomes everyone's father when they confess the Lord Jesus Christ, his son, with their mouth and ask to be saved in Jesus' name. Then God becomes your father. So that's why the word of God lets us know that there's no other way that anyone can be saved. No other way. I don't care what people tell you. You better believe the word of God. Stand on God's word because his word is true. Some people are misleading a lot of people. And unfortunately, if they are not corrected, if they don't find out for themselves and they continue to think the way that they're being taught, which is false, if they are not careful, when their life is over, if they don't accept Jesus Christ, they don't realize that they will spend eternity in hell. And that's why it's so important that they know that they can be saved, and the only way to be saved, and know that you're going to spend eternity with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in heaven and throughout eternity, and that's to be saved in Jesus' name. He is the only way that anyone can be saved. That was back then, even today, and in the future, Jesus Christ, God's Son, he is the only way to salvation. So I just want to say to you, Brother Dante Kennedy, I really admire you for being an awesome young man of God, and my prayer for you is that God will continue to bless you as you continue to let your light shine before your young friends, even older people, everywhere you go, that God will continue to bless you and let his light shine through you, that others can see Jesus Christ and what God is doing in your life, that as you continue to be a witness for the Lord, then you haven't seen nothing yet. God is going to open even more and greater doors for you as long as you continue to be faithful, committed to God, and as long as you stay humble. And as my mother used to say, don't get the big head. When God starts blessing you, giving you the desires of your heart, don't let your friends talk you out of your relationship with Jesus Christ. Don't let the things of the world let you get the big head, that you forget all about God, from where all your blessings come from. So that's what God is looking at. He is not like man, and I'm so grateful that he's not. He is looking at our hearts. As a young man, he's searching your heart. He's searching my heart. He's searching everyone's hearts. Whether they are saved or not, God is searching our hearts. He is not like man. So you continue to stand in holy boldness and continue to be a witness for the Lord. And I once again want to say thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be my special guest on tonight, to be a blessing to me as the host, and also to be a blessing to the worldwide listeners on tonight. I know that they was blessed by you and through God's word on tonight and through your testimony as well. So, Brother Dante, I am going to open up the phone lines right now before I release you. We don't have a lot of callers in on tonight, but I do not. We have some people that normally dials in, but they are unavailable to dial in on tonight. We want to continue to lift up Gwen Walker. She's one of my faithful listeners that faithfully tunes in. She is down in Alabama for the homegoing service of her grandmother. So, but I know that she would have had she would have given you words of encouragement, no doubt, Brother Dante, if she was on the line. But she's not down in Alabama. She's unavailable to be on the line tonight with us. We have Sister Tara Doss, which is a member of my church, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where Pastor Mark C. Holloway is our pastor and shepherd in Harper Woods, Michigan. She is on the line, but She has some medical issues with her voice, and I know that she would definitely like to give you words of encouragement. Because of doctor's orders, she is told not to try to talk. But I know she's on the line listening to you, and I know she was blessed by you as well on tonight. But anyone else that's on the line, wherever you are, the phone lines are open. If you have received this word, if you've enjoyed Brother Dante Kennedy on tonight, if you want to give him words of encouragement, you have an opportunity to do so now. The phone lines are open. Anyone?
My name is Isita, and I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I enjoyed the young man. And I want to say to you, son, please continue to hold your head in God's hand. As long as you got your head in his hand, you don't have to worry about anything, because God will take care of you.
Yes, ma'am, I know that's right.
I'm a witness, too. Ooh, that, I like that. Ooh, I love that. That was my auntie from Greensboro, North Carolina, Brother Dante, giving you words of encouragement. Did you hear what she just said? And she sound like my mother, who's going on to be with the Lord. You will keep your hand in God's hand. I am a living witness. My Aunt Maggie May, her sister, my Aunt Maggie May King, who has gone on to be with the Lord as well, and her husband, my uncle, Herman King, who has also gone to be with the Lord. If they was on this line, they would be telling you the very same thing. You keep your hands in God's hand, and you haven't seen nothing yet. The best for you is still yet to come. No matter how he blesses you, don't ever forget about God. Don't ever forget about God. Always keep him first, and he will keep on blessing you. I am a witness.
Yes.
Brother Dante, I want to take time out to say thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Please let your mother know if she didn't dial in, I'm going to give you the website. I'm going to send it to you again for your mother, your beautiful mother, Lisa Kennedy, and your family members that may want to go to the website, and your friends in college, on your job, you can give them this website. They can always go back to this site because all of my shows are kept in archives. Years from now, people will be able to hear what you have said tonight on this worldwide platform that's going to give God glory, honor, and praise. So I'm going to continue to pray for you, and I will be sending you the website again so that you can share it with others so they can be blessed by you being on this platform on tonight, that God will continue to be glorified through you.
Thank you.
That being said, do you have any final words, Brother Kennedy?
Never give up. God is always there. And that's it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I am so proud of you. I am so excited about what God is doing in your life. And the best for you is still yet to come. We get ready to close out a little bit early tonight. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. But remember, as I always say, encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your personal opinions, but with God's word. And when you encourage others with God's word, you can't go wrong. Continue to pray for one another. The word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. So when we pray, don't worry. Turn it over to the Lord and leave it there. Put it in the Lord's hands and leave it there. Hold on a second. I see my cousin, Pastor Norman King. Pastor Norman King, I see you just dialed in from Greensboro, North Carolina. We just had an awesome time with this young man, Brother Dante Kennedy, from Detroit, Michigan. He's a 19-year-old college student. He's a university student at the Buffton University in Ohio. We just had a good time with him sharing the word on tonight. Essie just gave him powerful words of encouragement to keep his hands in God's hand. So I know you did not get a chance to hear all of the ministry on tonight, but you know that you can always go to the website and pull it up and listen to it and be blessed. But I want you, Pastor King, if you don't mind, would you say a special prayer for Brother Dante Kennedy, this 19-year-old college student? He shared a powerful testimony with us on tonight. God has truly been glorified through him. What a mighty young vessel of God that's in working for the kingdom of God. Would you do me a favor and do him a favor? Would you please say a special prayer for Brother Dante Kennedy on tonight?
Yes. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you as humble as we know how for the request Brother Kennedy has been granted through obedience by your Holy Spirit, your servant, me, as I receive the instructions. I thank you, Father God, for being almighty and for being there, Father God, when nobody else was there for us, Father God. And I just pray this young man's strength as he continue to encourage him, as Paul told us in the word about how we ought to edify, exhort, and comfort one another. And I just want to build up, strengthen, and comfort in the spirit this brother, Father God, as he continues his endeavor. 19 years old, Father God, we just thank you, Father God. You touched him. You know, according to your word in Romans 11:29, where it says the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable, meaning God does not change his mind. I thank you and I praise you, and I pray this young man's strength as he has accepted your call in his life, Father God, and continue to give him Godspeed. And we pray these things tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We received that prayer. I know Brother Kennedy, I know he received that prayer on tonight. And I'm so glad that you dialed in. That was my first cousin, Brother Dante Kennedy, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is also located in Greensboro, North Carolina, just said that special prayer for you.
Thank you.
Amen. I feel your humble spirit. This is I met Brother Kennedy. His mother and I, we are in an upcoming movie together. We are some of the people that God has blessed us to be in an upcoming movie that's going to give God glory, honor, and praise. So I think,
amen.
Brother Kennedy, I don't know, Brother Kennedy, do you have a part in this movie too?
I will be an extra in the movie.
Okay, Brother Kennedy is going to be one of the extras in this movie. So I know he's at a lot of our rehearsals for the upcoming movie that's going to give God glory, that's going to be released in November. So I just give God the glory for touching this young man's life,
yes,
who's not afraid to be a witness,
yes,
for the Lord. And anyone that just dialed in, anyone that just tuned in and did not hear his testimony or hear what he had, all the different scriptures that he had blessed us with pertaining to the questions, you need to go back to my website and be blessed by this young man. God truly used him on tonight. So right now we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for who and all that you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his sacrifice that he came down from glory in the form of a baby and flesh to pay our sin debt with his own precious sinless blood. He paid our debt that he did not owe, but he knew that we could not pay it. So he paid that price that we could be redeemed and have a right to the tree of life. And not only did he do that, but he died for us. And he didn't stay dead. He rose on the third day morning, just like he said he would, with all power and the victory is in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God, even those that are still yet to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. He died for all of us, giving us all a chance to open our own mouth and confess him as our Lord and Savior. And that's him to come in our hearts and save us. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and strengthen all those that are sick and afflicted as only you can in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up all those that are going to be preaching and teaching your word on tomorrow, whether they are in the sanctuary or through social media platforms around the world. Continue to bless each one of them. Grant them the desires of their hearts. Use them on tomorrow through your word, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in, even those that are listening around the world, those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So once again, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Thank you.